This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Miami Dolphins going to take on the Saints this weekend. What's up, buddy?
Liberty. Very intangible.
All right.
Where's Liberty?
Don't know, dude.
Virginia.
Virginia?
There you go.
Okay.
They got that ostrich or emu?
Limu, emu.
And Doug.
I love those commercials.
You do.
Wait, when the guy runs on the field, when they run on the field.
Oh, man. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the pricey tow. Our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. The Panthers win last night 8-3 over the Nashville Predators. Paul Maurice said the team leaning into offense a little bit more with all the injuries.
I think we're finding a different way to do it. We've had to. So we're a little bit more dynamic in the offensive zone than we've been in the past. We're still pretty legitimate off the rush, but I think that these guys, they're all in, right? They work at it every day. We play a team like Edmonton and you got 8 guys out of your lineup. It's just not going to look the same, but I still liked a lot of the game tonight. We were sharp tonight with the puck.
Yeah, there's a guy who's, the Panthers have been putting up a lot of goals lately. But You know, Paul, he's like, I don't know. You know, you mean I like to grind out these wins.
Yeah.
Get the boys going a little bit, though. You need Sam Bennett to have a game like that. Need Carter Verhaeghe to have a game like that. Good God, Swaggy get going a little bit. A.J. Greer's been really good.
I would say we always thought that they would be able to pick up, you know, where they left off because they have a lot of talent on the team.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that we lose is that we see all the talent, but we don't realize how much everybody's role has to change so that guys are going from the fourth line to the second line or the third line. Right. And so from that standpoint, there's really been only, I mean, if you just look at wherever Marchand is, that line's good because Marchand's on it. They would use him a lot of different ways last year. Now he can only be used one way. How does that affect everything else? So, I mean, until everybody gets healthy, it's going to be more of this.
Yeah, and I think similar to what we were talking about with the Kalel last segment, I think you got a guy like Mackie Samuskevich, you know, like, hey, listen.
He's still learning, right? He's young, though.
Yeah, we need
him. I know you need him, but.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, this could be his chance.
Yeah, right.
I mean, damn, that Tulas Torino got his damn grill accident.
Yes, sir.
What the hell's going on here, dude? What is this season?
Have they said anything else about it?
The problem is that guys get hurt, and you don't know how bad the injury is, and you just make an assumption that it's a little boo-boo, and that's not accurate.
Tarasov was in net last night And this is what Paul Maurice had to say about Daniil Tarasov.
Man, he works hard in the net. I mean, he has spent a lot of energy in there. Really nice that we could give him a little run support so he could breathe a little better. We haven't given him much. He's come in now. He won his first game, came in relief and didn't give up one, and then comes off and gets another win. It's so important for he and Bob to be able to share the net. Just for wear and tear on sharpness for Danny and rest for Bob.
There you go. Bobby got pulled last game. Daniil came in. He's perfect. And then last night, 36 saves on 39 shots.
You got to be careful with Bob. Like, I know you, but, I mean, yeah, I like the way they you know, came in probably see and say, oh, he needs a break.
Yeah,
right?
Probably.
You know?
I know he hates it because he likes to play a lot of action.
Course.
But Rob Tallis got a good handle on that goalie
department. Know what I told you about coaches and staff? Sometimes you got to keep, you know, protect the players from themselves.
Sure.
Right.
And they you know, the Panthers kind of got made fun of this years ago when they made that whole goalie efficiency department. But Rob Tallis is looked upon as, like, you know, first of all, Bob respects the holy hell out of him. And so if they think that, hey, you know what, we're gonna pull this out. Now, the way Maurice has explained it, he doesn't make the goalie decisions. They do. And so, like, there's no, like, Jack McKeon feel on things. Like, he can pull the guys. But maybe there was an adjustment there. Like, yeah, let's get him a little bit of rest, you know?
Yeah.
Refresh. Everybody else is tired. Oh, the 37-year-old goalie might be tired. And Bob's probably like, no, that's soft. I'm not tired. But you know what, Bob? Sometimes it's okay.
It's okay.
Turkey week.
Turkey
go out
week.
There. You go shut out. You have a little revenge game against Philly coming up tomorrow night. Let's do it. That's what we need. The Dolphins are off today. They'll be back in action tomorrow, getting ready for the Saints. This was Mike McDaniel yesterday on making the most of the bye week.
Oof. We have a very identifiable cadence to our work week that the pillars of the team, the captains, and the leadership council won't settle for something something that shortchanges what we know that to look like, so that we can focus on our football against the one opponent that you have scheduled to play, and treating them with a full regard, which in this case would be the New Orleans Saints. If I hadn't said that already, we were playing the New Orleans Saints this week. Yeah, and that's what it's about, them Saints.
He's back. He's rejuvenated now.
Wow. I always find myself after 3 seconds in trying to remind myself what the hell the question was.
What do they do in the bye week?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Gather round the leadership council. I say, shall we put back the Papa shot? Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay.
Nay.
We will no longer pop a shot. Get rid of it. Send one of the rookies. Send young Kenny G and Savat Anaya. Please dispose of the popper shot.
Why did you have to go Savat Anaya?
Just to make I had the right pronunciation.
Savat Anaya.
Of here, the leadership council, we are very cognizant of pronunciations.
Who would you put? Who you think's on the leadership council?
I don't like
council?
The way you said that.
Who's on the leadership council?
Yeah.
Tua. Jordan Brooks. Zach Sealer.
And Jordan Brooks, what year is this for him?
Five?
Okay.
Five? I'm guessing.
Sealer.
All the captains, right?
Chubb.
All the captains. And then I think other vets. You know Alec Ingold's on the leadership council.
Oh, yeah.
Let us get to the fullback with his deep routes. Here he goes, long-winded like Coach McDaniel.
I cannot imagine. Dude, if you're running go routes with your fullback, what are we doing?
I don't know.
But the cool thing about it is like you can do it as a changeup, but the thing you have to do with stuff like that, you have to make sure a linebacker is guarding him.
Shall we allow Brunskill into the leadership council? He's been blocking quite well as a fake tight end. That jersey is quite snug.
I got one for you. Liam Eikenberg.
Oh, no way, dude. He is out of the leadership council.
Really?
No way.
All right.
Say it in accent.
So is Janu coming back? Not Janu. Waller coming back this week?
Supposedly he's practicing tomorrow. I don't know.
Tomorrow's the first day.
So. First day off of IR. You know, like they have that IR window you come back from. I don't think that means he has to play this week, but he's allowed to get ready. But it sounds like Austin Jackson's going to be back.
Do we really want to
Rock the boat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I told you, it is a big deal with continuity. If you go look at the best running teams and the teams that protect the quarterback the best, go look at how many games they play together. It is a big deal.
I wonder what the leadership council was like when Tua had the oopsie daisy on the meetings. Do you think they barred him from the leadership council? Do you think they muzzled him?
No.
What do you mean? He had to get the leadership council had to do something about that.
Wow, look at that.
We shall punish our quarterback for being too much of a yammerer like Mike McDaniel. Thou's punishment is more meetings with Mike McDaniel, Tua. No, 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 no. Yes? You want to yammer? You will listen to him yammer. The ayes have it. All in favor?
Aye.
Damn.
I just realized Brittany was back.
Is she?
That's not Brittany, no.
Oh.
No.
Is she not back?
No.
No.
Who's over there?
10-day.
Oh, I didn't see him.
I think he's eating.
Poor that guy. Was you?
He's writing.
He's writing something. He's writing something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I think I'm in trouble with Jennifer.
Yes, you are, sir.
First of all, I don't understand our timing when messing with each other is far greater than the timing we have on the radio show.
That's true.
It just came out of nowhere.
Like, so what were we talking about? Me and Jennifer were talking about
your tone.
My tone. And I said something about her big eyeballs.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, because I said it was sunny outside.
Right. And I said, that's because your big eyeballs. Mm-hmm. Right? And Tobin goes,
there's more light that enters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got those tree frog eyes.
Just out of the blue. Tree frog eyes. That's so crazy.
And so naturally, what does Jennifer do?
We both turned around. We're like, excuse me?
It was funny, and we didn't even know why. It just sounded funny.
You know what a tree frog's eyes look like, right?
Then she pulled up a picture of a tree frog. And I'm like, yikes.
I was right.
You got a point.
You were not right.
This is just because we already have one frog on the show.
Yeah,
partially. Like, sometimes whenever he shows up,
get another animal for me, I guess.
Man, he had a real conundrum last night. We were texting back and forth.
Oh, he had the dueling petties.
An old house petty. He had Clay Thompson, who he's been in a blood feud with forever, and then he had Drew Smith, who had a stinky night shooting, as everybody on the Heat did. That wasn't Khalil Ware.
I know.
But he's just like, we're sitting, I'm like, oh, a real conundrum for you, because Klay Thompson hit a three over Drew Smith. And then he said something. Somebody was talking bleep on the Heat bench that Klay, let me tell you about Klay Thompson right now.
He's ornery.
He is ornery.
Old guy.
He's on a terrible team. And
can't
he's a,
shoot.
He's a four-time champion. He may be washed. He's dating a famous rapper. And he just doesn't have time for it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I kind of got where, because the Grizzlies announcer was making fun of him the other day. He's like, Klay, you're not an enforcer. But you know what he is? It's true, he's not.
He's not.
But he's a cranky old man. He's just a cranky old man. And I hate to say it, Frog Boy got in on the ground floor of Klay Thompson being washed. But I still love him. I like Klay Thompson. I don't understand what's to hate about him. I think Klay Thompson seems like a perfectly
hateable guy.
Perfectly likable guy.
Right.
He's the other Splash Brother. And by the way, he still has a ton of fans. People love those Warriors teams.
Yeah,
because I would say out of everybody in the building that wasn't on the Heat, he easily got the biggest pop yesterday. Cooper Flags is a little new. Lanky, though. Oh, hello, Brittany.
Hello.
Back.
Where did you go? You just dropped on us in the middle of the show. You're like, hey, by the way, I have a meeting for an hour. What the hell was going on in that fish tank?
What can you say?
What can I say?
Was it a reprimanding meeting?
No.
Was it a clearing of the air meeting?
It was like a meeting of the minds.
And really? Solana was leading it?
All two of you?
It was a meeting of the minds of, we are an FM now, and they, expect better from us producers, so.
Interesting.
Yes. But sorry. Are you going to give me a minus one for hobnobbing?
No, I mean, I'm not going to minus one you. I think I'm going to minus one you for, surprise super meeting in the minus one.
I'm sorry. I realized I never told you that they were doing that. Honestly, I'd forgotten.
Mm.
And then Len had texted me, oh, Dan should be here soon. And I was like, oh, crap. And then that's when I texted you.
Mm.
So, yeah, sorry.
Interesting.
Mm.
Mm. Secret meetings.
Secret meetings.
Nobody wants to say anything.
We were just meeting so we could take over all the shows. All the producers are just going to take over the shows. No. We're taking your jobs.
You joke about that, but that is how it usually goes.
I've had it.
No.
One day they'll just be like, Leroy, Tobin, nice knowing you. It's the Britney show.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
That is how it happens, though. So
That is how it happens. Hey, listen.
And then everybody gets mad at you because they're like, oh, you knew all along. I'm like, I was going on vacation next week. I had no idea.
Britney, we've been on the other side of that a couple
times. Yeah.
Where they've called us in and said, you're doing the morning show now. Congratulations.
Yeah. Right.
Right. So now you're going back to midday.
Yeah.
It was more about game broadcast, if it makes you feel better.
Game broadcast.
Yes.
All right.
My other job.
I understand. Well, I love the Miami Heat audio experience.
So. Well, I'm glad because, I'm a producer on there, so I'm glad that I provide you with quality work.
You guys are all doing quality work. Jason Jackson does great work. I was singing Amy Audibert's praises yesterday.
Did you ever produce
absolutely
early?
I did the 2012 and 13 seasons.
Late nights.
Oh, you're not kidding. Basketball's a hard, it's the hardest to produce because there's so many plays, and especially like in a championship run, you're like, is this a big play? Hockey, easy.
Yeah,
hockey easy.
Well, Tobin, I'll give you your thing. Thank you, because when I see your boots on the ground at the game, it is the happiest times of my life.
Because I could just send you that sound.
Because you get to send me that sound.
Well, I would send it to you a lot. Sometimes they do the okey-doke on us where they're like, oh, they're seeking in the locker room, but they're still sending people to the podium, which I'm like, it's not the playoffs. Why can't we just do everybody in the locker room?
It's new this season. They didn't do that last season.
No, they've been doing that for like since COVID, they've been doing podiums. And I'm just
I feel like last season we didn't get barely any podiums.
Well, they weren't very good last season. So it's very true. Now they're undefeated at home, except for one almost undefeated at home. So
you know,
guys, podium games.
We're not going to walk you to that podium. Just sit at your locker.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just wanted you to know that, like, it doesn't go unnoticed. It's appreciated when your boots on the ground.
Yeah, it was fun. It's been a good boots season. I will not be there Wednesday.
Yeah, because you're going to be
planning for Turkey Day. And a Friendsgiving.
Don't ever say it again.
Why?
Friendsgiving.
It's not my friends. Well, it is my friends, but it's mostly, but they're friends through the wife, so. Yeah.
Your wife tries to set you up for play dates?
No, she knows better.
Yeah, my wife's still trying.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love them.
Yeah.
She did infer a double date one time with some, like, work fraud. I'm like, and then she's like, yeah, he's a big sports fan. I'm like,
great. They try to lure you in. Like, I've been told, oh, he's a good golfer.
Mm. He's the worst.
Well, because I'm always thinking selfishly. I'm like, ooh. He lives in Boca. Maybe he's golfs at a cool golf course.
If she wants,
and then I'll say, "Hey, I heard you golf."
It'd be great.
I golfed once last year.
I would be like, "Hey, can you get like a friend who's got like a, you know, I don't know, some husband who's got like a cool accent, you know, like a British guy."
That's what you're required for.
That's what I'm like.
I thought you were going to say, like, maybe like a boat or something.
In my head, I'm thinking boat.
Like, anytime one of my friends starts dating somebody new or they want to bring people, I'm like, do they have a boat? What could they do for me? Hey, you want an accent.
You come over my house and deal with the Canadians.
Yeah.
He's talking about French. French is cool.
Sounds like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, alas, there's no British people.
We had somebody that worked here that was from.
No, we didn't. Yes, we did.
No,
we had an Australian.
No, we didn't. We had somebody, a lady that worked in the office. She was not from Australia. She was from England.
I always thought she was faking it.
No. What's her name? I don't remember. Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. Someone here is Australian?
She was England.
No, we did have an Australian traffic lady, Amelia, and then she ended up getting a DJ slot at a big 105.9.
She has a nice accent.
She has a great accent. Mm-hmm. Great accent.
No, we had somebody that worked here.
Did you redo?
She was from England, and you had to, like, when you talk to her, you could tell.
Vanessa says, we're grown up. We don't need to be set up for a play date. Exactly, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why? But I don't try to do that with my wife. I don't say, hey, me and so-and-so are going golfing. You should hang out with his wife.
I don't know.
I always got to be on play dates. And then here's the other kicker. It has to be sold. Like, I feel like she's a telemarketer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he likes this. He likes this. He likes. No.
Never convincing you.
Because, you know, whenever you sit in and watch games with people.
They got their takes.
Yeah.
And I don't want
to
hear it.
But think about this. You know how I am when it comes to sports or whatever. Every person that comes over and watches a game with me seems to be hot take Tobin. The refs are screwing us! Like, I'm like.
Sometimes the refs are screwing you, though.
They make bad calls, and I don't understand with all. Like, I'm going to tell you now, I'm still mad about what happened at Virginia Tech with the Zapruder film being so fuzzy. Like, it was the worst video ever.
It was crazy.
They're like, here's a good look here. No, it's not. It looks like the Bigfoot picture.
I saw that.
How can you have technology?
I saw Lewis.
ESPN, you're worth how much money? Disney bought you.
Right. It's not even like ESPN.
And you got
you.
iPhone footage.
How do you not have the good cameras?
Right.
It's because the ACC officiating is just terrible.
It is terrible.
But it's that awful. Ain't got nothing to do with the cameras. We can fix bad officiating if you got good cameras.
Mm. do they want to see that's the point though. It's like, do they really
if you could
see
that clearly, that ball was all over the damn place.
You guys see Lewis Riddick was talking to Malachi Toney today. I feel like he's trying to make good. He knows the Canes fans are mad at him.
Well, yeah. Did you listen to the broadcast?
I actually didn't listen to the broadcast. Can you tell me? Because I was at a bowling alley. I was at my nephew's birthday. So I watched it on a big screen, but it was on mute. So how bad was Lewis Riddick?
He usually doesn't bother me. I didn't like him on NFL. I don't mind him in college football. He usually doesn't make me angry. But the entire broadcast, it's, you know, Miami, you're gonna really have a hard time convincing the playoff committee with this win. This is not a convincing win. Miami has not dominated this game. Da-da-da. He wouldn't, like, I'm talking every 2 seconds. Every two seconds, he would not shut up about it.
Is there some accuracy to that? Let's look at it from an ignorant standpoint. Notre Dame just beat somebody and scored 70 points. You beat somebody that you were 20-point favorites by 18. To the person that's just looking at the score, I'm more than sure half of these people in this committee don't watch all the games.
Yeah, but it's a road game. Like, they went out there, handled their business.
Well, that's another thing.
What's the dilution of, like, how much do you have to kick the team's ass?
I'm just.
Because you'll get to a point, because I almost feel like you get to a point on a game.
Too much.
Where it's too much, and it's like, well, this team just definitely didn't belong on the field with you.
Correct.
It's also, like, if I see one more graphic from ESPN that says that we've only played two games out of the state of Florida, this was only the second game that we played out of the state of Florida, I'm going to lose my mind.
I got to tell you, though, Brittany, I'm a little nervous because I didn't even really think about this till yesterday, but somebody mentioned the weather in Pittsburgh on Saturday.
30.
And I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm going to tell you something, Tobin. Mm-hmm. It's that if you've been a Hurricanes fan, you know that Pittsburgh Saturday after Thanksgiving game is the bane of my existence.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it until it was mentioned yesterday at the press conference.
And so when people ask me, oh, well, Miami this, when I would do that, first of all, everybody stop. Because in recent years, you've had these arguments all the way up until the last game of the season, and the team didn't take care of business. After you take care of business.
Well, I think that's the thing. It's like, it's important that we just continue to win out, and there is avenues for us to get to the ACC championship. At this point, I think you're at a higher chance of getting into the ACC championship than you are getting in at large to the college football playoff. So you just have to win against Pitt. And at this point, like, I don't think we need to sit here and say that they're going to win convincingly, because I think we all know that that's probably not going to happen. It's going to probably be a very good game.
I need
a very close game.
I need Mezidor to pin the ears back. All right, get after this and just set the tone. I don't need people huddling around heaters and that look of the Champ Sports Bowl from years ago. I can't have that. I can't have that be the lingering image on me.
I really like it.
So 30 is a little chilly.
It's a little chilly.
It's not, but I'm telling you, I'm going from the perspective of you're running around.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's uh-huh. not that bad.
But it's going to be windy.
Here's the problem, though. Limbs get a little frozen at 30.
I know.
Also, it's great when you're on the field, but when you come off the field, you get cold really fast, so... You know, you got to put the jacket on and then stand over the heater to keep the heat in. But, yeah, other than that, like, playing football is not bad unless you, I don't understand what.
I just got a
football.
Text.
You're running around.
I got a text from a source who says, radio producer meetings never amount to anything. At least the ones Beast ran. Did he used to run the meetings?
I don't know. I'm not a producer.
I don't know either.
Come on, let's be clear.
I don't remember.
Me and Beast are cool.
I don't think I've ever been in a full producer meeting.
Me and Beast are cool.
It was a first.
But if Beast ever said to me, we're having a meeting. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, I said, I can't have a meeting, have a guy leading the meeting that rolls up a loaf of turkey around cheese and eats it. That's right. I said a loaf of turkey.
What's a loaf of turkey?
The whole thing.
Take a break. Back after this. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Heat, they win last night. We got the mixed bag coming up here. We'll mesh it together, and we'll make it a little 15 minutes of heat here for you, brought to you by the Lexus to Remember sales event. Get offers now on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Let's hit that mixed bag music, Brittany. What do we got here on this lovely, lovely day? By the way,
minus one for tardiness.
We were there. No, that doesn't count.
Yeah, I forgot about the useful microphones that are out there in the bullpen.
You know what?
It's amazing. These two.
You know what?
You're taking liberties with that button.
You're taking liberties.
No.
If anybody's like taking liberties, it's you two. Like,
I was standing.
A couple of Limu Emus right here.
I was standing outside the door.
So was I, by the way.
I saw you making a run for it.
Who are you talking to then?
Huh?
Who are you talking to then?
I was talking to.
He was having a meeting.
Jimmy.
A board op meeting.
I was talking to Jimmy. Right outside the door. But I was waiting for Jennifer.
What, pray tell, did Jimmy have to say that made you late?
Oh, we were talking about dogs.
Awesome.
How much he looked like Dozer.
Minus one. Don't do that to Jimmy. Don't bully Jimmy, Leroy. That's my job.
Jimmy.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm not bullying Jimmy.
Unbelievable. Tyler Hero, he made his return yesterday. And for everybody who thinks Tyler Hero is out here to ruin the fun, he wants everybody to know he doesn't care how much he scores. He just wants to win. And he was bummed that Norm Powell didn't play yesterday.
I was bummed out when I seen Norm was out tonight. You know, I was just wanted to see all that, you know, come together. You know, and talking with Quinny a little bit, like, it's going to be a process, you know. You know, we've already played about 20 games, and I've missed almost all of them. So to be
But one, Tyler.
Just acclimated back into the starting five, you know, and I'm seeing how well Norm and Wiggs and everyone's playing off each other. Just trying to come in and, you know, make the right play and, let those guys be themselves.
All right.
Wait, he would say almost all of them.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
all but one.
Don't cheat yourself.
Well, he's back, and he was able to fill it up yesterday for the Heat. They needed it.
You start off a little slop, a little over sluggish. Four. Yeah.
Then he hit nine straight, and then he hit the game winner. Nice little high floater after Bam got the steal.
Does anybody do the teardrop better than him, the floater?
He's very good at it.
Yeah.
The baby float
left,
is.
Left, right, doesn't matter.
He's very good at it. A lot of things going on. It's Jimmy's birthday and you call him a dog?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow's his birthday.
Him and Lupe share birthdays.
How about that?
I didn't call him a dog.
You said he looks like a dog. Specifically, no. Dozer.
I say he looks like Dozer. Yeah, and you know, we're talking about the artist.
Semantic samurai.
Because I saw Dozer sitting outside, right next to him. And you know he's not going to defend himself. So you like,
we're going to defend target. Him for him.
Like,
oh, no.
Speaking of easy target, we had a nut shot last night on Monday Night Football.
Yep.
And
that's number two on the list. Spit.
What's going on with the league right now?
Spitting and then shot to the junk.
You know, sometimes you got to be sneaky about it. Like,
that's just man code. Those two things are against man code.
Christian Wilkins will do it sneakily in the middle of a pile.
When that happens, all men should, you know what? Here's what should happen. Hmm? The officials, all the players should back up and say, go handle your business.
Yep.
Well, this if you get spit on or you get hit in the nether regions, yeah. Mm-mm.
Minus one.
Jimmy looks like Doctor Strange.
Al Macko says he was just saying that he's got that dog in him. Or Timbo was saying that. He's just got that dog in him.
Yeah.
How does it sound like?
I don't think Jimmy can do that. Let me tell you. Can we get Jimmy to do a bark?
Can I call him in? Oh, wait. Can I get him? Can I call
him? If he's up for it. I don't want to, you know, put him out there if he doesn't want to do it. But if he's up for it, because I would love to see if he could do his best Keyshawn Johnson. In the meanwhile, while we wait for Jimmy, this is Kyle Shanahan on what happened.
The guy took a cheap shot and hit him in the balls, and I was real proud of Juwan for not losing his mind out there and getting him to the sideline.
But he did lose his mind.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
We were wondering, could you give us, because Leroy apparently is comparing you to Dozier, if you could give us your best Keyshawn Johnson bark.
I'll give it a shot.
Hey,
when he calls you Dozer, by the way, we defended you.
Can I just?
Yeah, let the record show. We defended.
That was
you.
Very aggressive.
It was very,
very aggressive.
He said an impression of him, so I did my best.
Well done, buddy. Happy early birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Your birthday is on Turkey Day.
No, it's the day before.
All right, well, listen to Jimmy coming up in about a little hour plus. How was it? Were you in that producer meeting?
Yes, I was.
How was it?
Productive.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You really?
Everything is Jimmy's fault. Everything that we talked about was all Jimmy's fault. Hey,
you can't ask Jimmy. You can't ask Jimmy. Productive. I'm like, well, that don't sound like no meeting I ever been in. What the hell are you talking about? What are you talking? That'll be a first.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate you, buddy.
No problem.
There you go. Catch Jimmy come up with Hoffman Crowder and Solana. Man who makes
nice
the magic
guy.
Work.
What a nice guy. He just won't even say it, right?
It was productive.
It was productive. I'm like, nobody believes you, Jimmy.
I love that he never questioned me when I said, can you come bark like a dog for
That's
us?
A showman. That's a radio showman.
What? Can I
you
just
come in. Don't throw me through the glass?
Can I just say this? You have that effect on a lot of people. You just don't
use it.
Yeah.
What's he throwing his arms up for? Is he mad because he thinks I'm critiquing his meeting? Solana.
Oh.
Who cares?
No, well, he's mad that we didn't call him to bark. I think.
Oh.
Really?
How'd Solana
do? We wanted a big dog, not a chihuahua.
How did Solana do in the meeting?
Yeah. Wordy.
Oh, I see him, Mike McDaniel, in the situation.
He was informative.
Wow.
There you go. Mike McDaniel in the situation.
Does he think he's head of the leadership council?
Len made him head of the leadership council. Len,
you made him head of the leadership council, Glenn?
I got to talk to Len, man.
Wow. Anyway, Lane Kiffin. He's definitely leaving Ole Miss, but he's getting he's getting peppered about it.
Lane, Keith released a statement on Friday saying that you, him, and Chancellor Boyce had had a meeting about your future. Are you able to elaborate on the nature of that meeting at all?
Yeah, like I said at the beginning, very fair question, but we're not answering anything that doesn't have to do with the game and the team and the season. Fair question.
You mentioned on Pat McAfee how you don't make decisions based on money. When you do make your decisions, what are the considerations for you then, especially when it comes to football decisions, right? Like, what are you thinking about?
Yeah, very fair question, but I'm not going into it because, like I said at the beginning, I'm going to keep this to this team. And
he says expects a decision on Saturday. Is that a decision that's been made, or is that still in consideration? Like, people are just curious about that.
Is he going to get annoyed?
Yeah, so... I mean, you can just keep going. I'm not going to answer them. So that's three of them. You got another one?
Yeah, like, but I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at him. He tried to be very cordial and say, hey, let's just talk about this and whatever. And you could just ask another question around the same topic. At some point, the grown-ass man gonna get mad that another grown-ass man think he's not smart enough to see through it.
Well, how about don't release that you're gonna have a decision?
He didn't release that.
Well, you don't think he's a part? You think that they magically came up with the fact that he's gonna come up with a decision on Saturday?
No, I don't.
He's a part of that, so don't release that before you have one more game, at least one more game to play.
I don't.
As the head coach of Ole Miss, don't release a statement that you're gonna have a decision on Saturday.
I don't think he.
If you don't want to be asked questions,
he didn't release that statement, though.
Yeah, I got his statement right here.
Rats off a ship.
I'm just like I get it, but so Brittany, the difference between me and you is that you look at this one situation, and you're reading that situation. I look at reporters throughout all the years I've been either getting asked questions or hearing him ask questions, try to think that they're smarter than the person asking. They ask the same question a number of different ways until the person gets pissed off.
I mean, listen,
so that's where I am with that.
Yeah, but there's
nothing
to be pissed off about. If you're leaving a job that you're in the middle of high and dry for a $90 million job, if you don't think you're going to get questions, like, I don't know.
His contract's up!
Okay. But they're going to ask you questions.
His contract ends in the middle of the season?
No. No, but what I read was that it wasn't him that was going to make the decision. It was Ole Miss wanted him to make the decision quickly.
Yeah, of course, because you're out here flirting with multiple schools. Well, of course they're going to want that decision.
And he hasn't given a straight answer. Everything has been, I'm just focused right now on winning.
I think that here's...
He could come out and pull a Saban.
Why not?
Well, here's a word to the wise.
Because it'd be a lie?
The guy who got an angry mob at him at Tennessee and had Al Davis bring out an overhead projector about it, he doesn't exit well.
No.
It usually leaves with a bridge burned a little bit.
He's Antonio Brown of coaching.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.